Coastal Way Exchange LLC, northeast intersection of Route 1, Coastal Highway, and King's Island. Lot 8 with Indian Acres Development, a variance from the buffer requirement in a combined highway corridor overlay zone district, and a variance from the minimum number parking spaces requirement.
Gentleman behind you going to testify?
Probably not.
Okay. Name and address, please.
Bruce Geyer, 48 Goosebriar Lane, Milford, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. My name is David Hutton with Wilson Haverick and Byard here in Georgetown. Tonight, I'm representing Coastal Way Exchange, LLC. Mr. Geyer, who was just sworn in, is one of the members of that limited liability company and will be the representative on behalf of the company tonight. Also sitting here, I'm in the front row, is Bob Nash with Bob Nash Associates, in case there are any questions of a nature that he needs to answer. Unfortunately, all I will need to say tonight is two words in order for you to recognize this property. I'll say Earl Bradley, and you'll know right where the property is located. This property was the former location of the medical practice known as Babies Pediatrics. In case anybody wasn't familiar, it's on the eastern side of Route 1, if you're headed north, right where King's Highway veers off to the right. In the V that occurs there is Community Bank, and it's situated sort of across the street from there. The general character of the neighborhood is that it's professional offices. As I indicated, there's a bank, and there's, of course, other commercial uses in the area. Prior to last week, there were four buildings on the site, as has been all over the news and the press and the media. Those buildings are no longer on the site, as they were all removed. And I believe as of today, the site is completely clear of everything, including all of the dumpsters for removal. If you look on the very first plot in what was handed out when I began, you will see that's a site plan of the site as it existed prior to last week when the buildings were demolished. You will see the four structures that are on there that constituted the medical practice. And these all totaled approximately 5,000 square feet of space. As you can see, when you just look at the survey, there are numerous nonconformities about this. Several of the buildings extend outside of the building envelope or beyond the side rear yard setback requirements. And the building in the front, which was the primary office, was entirely in front of the building setback, which exists along that for that property. As was indicated, and as everybody knows, those buildings were demolished. And if you turn to the second plot in the handout, which I passed around, you'll see what's being proposed, which is to replace the previous 5,000 square feet, which was situated amongst those four buildings, with the building in what I'll call the southeast corner of the property, which is where the largest building was located previously, with a structure that's approximately 5,000, again, maintaining the 5,000 square feet. When you do that under the current zoning standards, what is required for a mixed use, Mr. Geyer sat down with Shane Abbott with the Planning and Zoning Office to determine what should be done with and to maintain the 5,000 square feet. And they figured it based on a mixed use because that is the general nature of the uses in the area. And pursuant to Section 115-162 of the Sussex County Code, for a mixed use, there's 25 parking places that are required under the modern code. If you look at this and if you were to count all the parking spaces, you would total 19. And the applicant is seeking a variance of 6 parking places from that requirement. In addition, the applicant is seeking a variance from what is known as the combined highway corridor overlay zone, which requires a 20-foot buffer from Coastal Highway, which we know as Route 1. And you will see that from the edge of the parking lot to the property line, at the southernmost corner, there is only 6.7 feet extending to 8.3 feet for approximately 78 or 80 feet. Obviously, the rest of the site, the buffer can be appropriate because there's no parking. Actually, as you can see, there's a billboard that which you all approved in August, standing on the northern corner of the property. The final attachment is a what would typically be called a letter of no objection from DelDOT, but since it's in the format of an email, I'll call it an email of no objection from DelDOT, which indicates that DelDOT approves of the site plan that you've seen here, the second site plan, as it's been submitted to them. Covering the factors for approval of a variance, first factor is the uniqueness of the circumstances or situation. And in most situations like this, the owners leave nonconformities on the site because they are pre-existing, and everybody likes to use the word grandfather. Of course, given the horrible crimes that occurred there, leaving the buildings on the site was not an option and created the unique situation of having to help the community and demolish those structures. The variance is necessary in order for the applicant to continue using 5,000 square feet of commercial or office space. The mixed use, the variance was necessary for the property. Certainly, this is a unique situation, and these ugly circumstances were not created by the applicant. Mm-hmm. This application will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. As everyone knows, that portion of Route 1 is already mixed between commercial and professional offices. And finally, it is the minimum variance that will afford the relief of replacing the 5,000 square feet with a new 5,000 square foot commercial mixed-use building under today's standards. I'm going to ask Mr. Geyer if he will confirm that the application I've presented is true and correct to the best of his knowledge, information, and belief.
Yes, everything that Dave has said tonight is true and correct as I can recall.
Okay.
Thank you.
Ready for any questions that the board may have.
Excuse me. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe? Mr. Workman?
No. Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Do you know what year that overlay or the buffer requirement was enacted? Or do you know, Mr. Hutt, by any chance?
I don't know off the top of my head.
I have the code section here.
Yes, but I don't know if it tells.
I don't see a legislative history on this portion of it.
But in any event, it was after the structures that were recently
yes.
torn down, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think Mr. Huff has addressed the standards for granting a variance for this particular case, and I have to agree. There's not many always meet it as well, but it wasn't created by the applicant with the situation. It's certainly unique. Obviously won't affect the neighboring adjacent property, so make a motion that we approve case number 10,884.
And I have a second to that motion.
Did you ask for audience?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
That's okay.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10,884. All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.